Western Alaska is enduring a record cold spell, and conditions out in the Bering Sea couldn't be more extreme, with brutally cold sub-zero temperatures and pack ice several feet thick in places. But a US Coast Guard icebreaker with a reinforced hull and a Russian tanker are pushing on towards the former gold rush city of Nome, now home to more than 3,500 people. Shipping delays and a storm last autumn meant Nome didn't receive its winter supply of fuel before the sea around it froze over. Nome could start running short of essential fuel oil if the vessels don't reach their destination. But the thick ice is bringing the convoy to a standstill at times. Speaking from the deck of the icebreaker, U.S. Coast Guard Commander Greg Slapper described the operation.
The conditions are 2 to 3 feet of ice. It's under considerable pressure today. Happened overnight with the wind blowing on the floes. They're having a little bit more difficult time than they were yesterday. We made about 25 miles overnight, and we have 163 miles to go to Nome.
It's hoped the vessels are now beginning to move into thinner ice, which will ease their progress. If and when they finally manage to reach Nome, they'll become the first ships ever to make a delivery to Western Alaska in the depths of winter.